from the East Coast, gateway to the fifth dimension. This is Interstellar Radio with Ivan Teller.
Hello, greetings. Thank you for joining us. There's a slight delay. Hopefully this is... Jeez, blog talk is... Jeez, I turned my mic on and everything froze up. Love you, blog talk, whoever's out there. All right, greetings. This is Interstellar Radio. Here we are for a Sunday night. So if anybody wants to call in, feel free. Hopefully you can hear me out there. Blog talk. Hopefully the blog talk gods can do some repairs here. This is like the second time this has happened. I'm not sure what they're doing over there. It's been around such a long time. You think they'd get the kinks out of it? But enough of that. So, taking your calls. If you'd like to call in about alien sightings or alien connections or a spiritual question, the board is open. So if you're alien, you're a time traveler, you're from outer space, whatever it might be, please chime in. So what's the agenda today? Actually, we have a social network that's not Facebook. It's called 5D Spirit Crew. And what you do is search for 5D Spirit Crew. And this is basically the Ivan Teller social network. And recently, today, well, just before we went on live, I posted a few UFO sightings. One is in, what was it again? Lake Michigan, if I looked at that right. And it was like six ships that are all lined up together. And there's just there's also one, and there's one in Melbourne. Oh, that's Australia. So it's pretty fascinating. So, once again, the subject matter is UFO disclosure. I should guess and call it alien disclosure. I'll call it UFO disclosure right now, just because. But our connections are going into a connection with alien beings here, but also just on a spiritual vibration. Also, the fourth dimension, at least from my perspective, is getting stronger. Or maybe it's just me connecting to it. That might be it, too. Well, either way, we are going into a new world. And this July is a turning point. I'm also going to be live on YouTube tonight, but this is basically for callers to call in. And we're trying something new. And the next show will probably be on Wednesday because I have to work on Tuesday. So probably be, yeah, as far as I can tell. We're going to give that a shot. So what's happening here is, and also tonight on YouTube, basically if you're looking to find me, you search Ivan Teller and go to YouTube. Basically, the subject tonight is the elites have left, or some of them have. Of course, there's many wars, not all of the bad ones, or the ones that are suppressors, whatever you want to call them. They have moved on. Maybe they're not going into details of, you know, some of them. Well, that's another thing. Third dimension. You can say also the wheels are kind of, you know, it's running its course. It's on how you look at it, but how much more can 3D can we live? Of course, we can go on forever, I guess, in this loop. But another thing is, you know, doesn't it look like it's kind of ran its course? It's just kind of lost its muster. It's like, you know, even with movies these days, they're not really taking the chances they used to in the past because of the money situation. Music is very much under control right now, but through the elites. So this shift doesn't mean everything's going to get perfect. Of course, it depends on who you are. See, some people are already in the sixth dimension, at least through their energies, through their mind. There's just who they are, you know, just their path. But for the majority, it's going to be third dimension to fourth dimension and then to fifth dimension. Some people are already 5D also, of course. So you see, the pathway to the fourth dimension is where life gets simpler. And so the ugly of the reptilians and the beings that are caused difficulties, of course, I always call it reptilians, but of course there's other beings here. It's just that a lot of it's running its course. Now, I did a text channeling, a short one. I did not publish it. But instead, I'm going to bring it up. I'm just going to talk about it here because I'm not sure how much time. But basically, this is like the alien briefing room. This is the audio version of it. And so I get on YouTube tonight. Hopefully, I have enough energy to go into further. I should be okay. Oh, that's right. Those that submitted questions to the website, ivanteller.com, if you submitted last Friday, not this one, the week before, I'm 10 days late still. I didn't realize how far I was behind, actually. So that's not everybody, but there are certain ones that I'm running late on because certain projects that are going on. So we'll be right with you. I should be caught up, actually, on Tuesday. That's another reason why this radio show won't be on, for that reason, so I can catch up on stuff. Because I have a full-time job that I'm not doing very good at, but I'm doing the best I can. I don't really focus on it that well. So, enough about that. Now the alien briefing. Eventually, I do this text. I'm figuring out what to do with all this, but basically, it's from the Galactic Federations. It's about Archons. It's about an artificial intelligence virus. Now, this is its nanotechnology. Now, not everybody has this. It's already known. But for those that aren't aware, those are doing healings. Used by the reptilians against humanity. It's basically to, you know, you wonder why so many are connected to technology in a way where they can't get away from it, and they're just kind of programmed. It's another way of reprogramming. Doesn't mean you have to be obsessed with technology either, but basically it works on fear, and it's like an archon. It's a negative archon nanotechnology, you can say, used by the reptilians against humanity. Not everybody has it, once again. But it's another way of being programmed. It's like, it's kind of like the Big Brother type of thing. It's like, you know, Big Brother has a message through the news or whatever it might be, and you respond to it. And you're part of the 3D programming because you're not ready to let go of it. Now, when you're ready to let go of it, you will, but a lot of people aren't because they're afraid or what, they're not ready. You know, but once again, not everybody has this. But now, this is probably old news for a lot of people, but not everyone. And so basically what the Galactic Federation said, that needs to be healed and it will become more understood. So it's nice about these text channelings. I'm not sure how many times I can do these a day. This is actually kind of a short one. Eventually I'll publish these, but I might do editing on it just to make it look nice. I have to send to somebody to put the commas in and make it look pretty. Either way, I'm walking through it anyway. So I'm reading right through it, most of it. I'm just going through the main points of it. So it will help with the awakening. Basically, it's like an Archon virus, you can say. And once again, many aren't going to be that surprised, but you know, those that are laughing about all the spiritual growth and spiritual connections, you know, laugh it off. I mean, it's like, it's not, you know, that's fun and all, but just because it's being suppressed does not mean it's wrong. You know, connecting to metaphysics. You know, it's not a religion. It's not a cult. Of course, it can be used as a religion and a cult. But that's not what this is all about. It's about enhancing the soul. So once again, if anybody's out there and wants to call in, guest call is 516-387-1459. If you're an alien, a time traveler, a ghost, are you from the future, please call in. Of course, it's kind of early for time travelers to call in any show like this. If it was in the middle of the night, it'd probably be more interesting, but maybe in the future we will go in that direction. But right now we are here. This is where we are. We are in Florida. I'm not by the Bermuda Triangle, but I'm not that far away from it. I have flown by it at one time because of work. Just the way good old Bermuda Triangle. I didn't see my head out the window or anything. It was like years ago. So, all right, why are we here? What is heading our way? It's basically for alien beings to be known to be seen on our planet eventually. Now, alien sightings will most likely increase in the skies, and one day the media will wake up and start talking about it. And actually, instead of being such a downer, be very uplifting. Those days are coming. As for when, that's another story. It's basically the idea is for it to get simplified. The negativity from reptilians, I bring them up again, and archons and whoever it might be, game players, you can say, is going to ease up. You can say over the next couple months. Depends. Not for everybody. But this is a turning point month, and I am feeling it. I feel roses. I feel good vibrations for once, because I've been attacked like crazy before this. Months, ever since I went to Alien Disclosure, I was like I've been put into a microwave and hit on and set on high. I mean, just they're coming after me with everything they got. I'm still here. Now I'm on this radio show, exposing them best I can. You could say they're on the run. Well, maybe they just got tired. Whatever it might be. Oh yeah, last night, let's see, I had a dream of those that were attacking me that did not want to believe any of this was going to happen. That they were afraid, from what I'm gathering, and it was not very pleasant. I don't remember all of it, but when I woke up, it was not a pleasant feeling, but that's okay. I kind of shook it off. As expected, when you're connecting to something new like this, you know, it's baby steps into the new realms of reality. And it's not going to be easy for everyone. But, you know, it's not like the ships are going to land tomorrow. It would be nice if they did, but you know, they're going to show up when it can be peaceful. So, but there is some kind of transformation we're going to go through where we know that that's happening from my feeling of it. And I guess the other channelers aren't really tuned. I don't really pay attention to the other channelers. They're not going to tune into me. Most of them don't care much for me anyway. At least the mainstream ones. They don't. You know, Ivan is not very, ever since I got into all this, I've been kind of blacklisted from day one. So, not all the way. Some of, you know. But, yeah, it's been a blacklist pretty much. So, and then here we are. Now going into disclosure. Well, this makes a lot of sense. If you're the black sheep, you might as well hear it turn tables. For the better, of course. and to try new things. I'm always, now this isn't, I'm not trying to do a new thing with disclosure. It just, this is the message that came to me. And I don't think I'm the only one this came to either. But as for the environment of where we're going to shift is more into, let's see, was it Benjamin Fulford mentioned about UFO disclosure or alien disclosure, which is nice to hear about that. Yeah, that's great. So it just, I'm trying to cool off on all of that to, you know, give myself some air to breathe. But you know, the roadmap is, will get clearer. As more, oh, in some ways I have to bring this up. Well, only because it get other people used to it, comfortable with it. It's like, it can happen in our lifetime. Why not? It's not going to hurt anybody. It's not going to hurt you either. It's not going to hurt anybody. The idea, it's basically, it's a psychological situation. You know, it's weird. It's like beings from another world appearing here is, you know, that's, I mean, if they're just human, it's still weird. If it was a mantis, that'd be badass. But it'd be real. That'd be great. I imagine those days are on their way too. But at least we can get humanoid beings to appear here, in a way where they feel safe. We all feel safe. So, oh, I do predict. I am feeling more alien sightings to increase. But as for the mainstream media, most likely it'll be no. Now, will this all shift and go through the government and they start to, you know, they already did it through the Pentagon about UFOs. Will it shift into that where more of the government will start disclosing old UFO footage and it's a rollout to what's to come? Basically, what I'm getting at is that they'll start publishing. Now, they did the thing in Roswell. I didn't look into that before it went live, but something with Roswell, of course, they didn't go to full detail. I guess it's more, they open that area up for people to visit. But, you know, it's a possibility that the government might do old footage or something like what they did with the Pentagon. You know, they saw a UFO and they posted the audio of it or some of the video footage of it. It's possible they might do that more as we get closer to a visitation. It's a possibility. I'm not getting 100% on that. But there's going to be, you know, we're going to go through transitions we've never been through before. But it's for our benefit. It's not how to scare anybody. Because what I feel from the four dimension energies, life is going to get simpler. You'll get downloads. Yes, it might not be perfect. But not everybody, you know, not everybody is on the same road, of course, through your timeline. But eventually, as life gets simpler, you'll get a more understanding of each other, of where we're going. You just have a knowing. It'll come out of nowhere. Everybody has to go through their cycle, if it's positive or if it's dark. And that's where we're heading. We're heading into a cycle of, you say, togetherness, where we can telepathically talk to each other. Yes, we are truly heading that. It'll take time, but you wonder how humanity is going to awaken. Even those that say they're not ready for all of this, you know, they might one day just say, all of a sudden, I feel angels around me, and I don't know why. You know. It's that type of situation will most likely increase. So, yeah, like I said, the dark elites. Now, there's different ways of looking at this. The shadow elites are some like, if you don't leave, we're going to destroy you. Is that what's going on? Some cases that might be. Are some of the elites just bored? And just like they've been putting people in place, like myself and others, to bring in the fourth dimension so they can leave peacefully and you can have your world back. We're done. I'm not getting 100% of what to, it doesn't matter. Eventually we'll know. But I can tell you that a lot of the dark elites are on their way out. They just, you know, you wonder how, like, the defeat of the cabal. Well, they just leave. Is that defeat? It's hard to say. I, yeah, no. Well, they've, you know, they're connected to our spirit world. They bring in souls into this world, such as Steve Jobs and Bill Gates, for example. Those are good examples for it, because it's so bizarre how the computing world operated. And there's other examples, too, but that's like, wow, how convenient. The two pioneers are going to change the computer industry, born at the same time, right about that. They know each other, and they're the ones pioneering the computer industry. It's just, they're almost identical in a lot of ways. They're almost like brothers. In some ways, they are. And it's just so, it's like, how convenient. I mean, Steve Jobs can be born 1 year, you know, and then Bill Gates 10, 30 years later. Instead, they both came in together and really rapidly changed the computer industry. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be having this broadcast right now. So, you know, we might be still on, like, old radios, you know, from the past, you know, the old fashioned. So, let me say that's kind of like speeding things up. So, you know, they do have a connection. Of course, there's other examples, but that's the easiest one I can grab onto at the moment. So, yeah, if the elites can connect to our spirit world, basically, another way is looking at, like, Greek gods. You know, they're just, you know, bring, you know, okay, like, the positive Greek god would bring in, okay, I'm going to bring in this scientist, okay. And the negative ones, I don't know if they call themselves negative, but they're kind of hardcore. So, okay, fine, I'm going to bring in two of mine, they're going to kick your ass, or something like that. And they kind of see how it plays out. You know, they're seeing how everything, you know, it's just a game in the long run. But, yeah, they are in spirit involved with this. How they got there, I have no idea. How did they get in those positions where they rule our planet? I don't know how. It's very, you know, were they there the whole time? And just the positive got first dibs, and when Atlantis just couldn't handle it anymore and destroyed itself, the other elites came in. It's like, okay, now we're going to do it our way. Now, what I see in astral is that positive and dark are like right next to each other. Not everywhere. But there is like a line between the heaven and the hell, you can say. Higher astral or astral. However you want to look at it. Now, not to say they're both combining. In some areas, they do. But not all areas. Some areas can go super positive, you're fine, don't worry about it, no one's going to come out and get you. But there are other areas where that is possible. So, you can say that's where it's all, you know, set up is between worlds. Basically, the positive and light side of astral, we call it spirit, is where this is all, you know, takes place. But also, the elite are here to grow worlds, to learn from us, and to just to, you know, govern it in a way. But let humans take it wherever they want it. And when they make a decision, it's like if a positive human does something that's negative, the negative get more control. Like when like a billionaire sells out, it's like, see what happened, and so now we have domination over your planet because so many in power sold out to us. It's not our fault, you know. So it's another way of looking at things. However you want to look at it. But it is kind of sophisticated when you really connect to it. It's out there. But as we are expanding, we'll see it more clearly. So it's out there for sure. So yeah, this radio broadcast is going to, you know, right now I'm testing it. But yeah, I'm going to, of course, I don't want to have a radio broadcast me talking to mic for 3 hours to myself, but down the road when I get callers to come in and it gets more popular, I like to do this at least like maybe throughout the week and find some way to live off of it if that's even possible. We'll see how things go. For right now, it's another way of bringing information without you know, alternative to YouTube. Something different, reach out to new audiences. You never know who's going to run into this. I know if you offer free readings on Blog Talk, you get a lot of attention, but doesn't mean that they're going to stick around for very long. They'll come in, get an answer, and then adios. You never see them again. So, I mean, that's okay for those that are learning how to answer questions like that. It's great for that. But if you're trying to put a message out there and they're not really here to listen, so that's all right, though. But it is one way to grow. If you want to, if you want to start helping people, just get a radio on Blog Talk and, you know, just put psychic free psychic readings in your title of your shows. You should be able to get some attention. I have done this in the past. Of course, now this is more alien experiences. Just to put it out there, see, for those that want to, they want to grow spiritually by helping others, that's one way to do it. You can do the free version on Blog Talk or do the paid one. But yeah, getting, you know, some I've known, my mentor used to do a radio show, and he would get, you know, sometimes clients through it. So, but he did free readings, but, you know, either way, just put that out there. So, for tonight's, the next segment of our show, yeah, pretty much is going to be just me mostly chatting. Let's see here. What else is going on in the world? Okay, that's right. With Trump and Putin, I believe, are connecting this coming weekend, which is kind of interesting. So there might be some events with that, possibly. It's hard to say. It just because I don't think it's alien in the subject matter, but doesn't mean there's not alien forces that are there working behind the scenes. You know, that might be a turning point there. It's hard to say. You know, basically for a positive connection. I mean, yeah, you like Trump, you don't want either. I mean, the idea is for humanity to free ourselves from the old guard. Whoever it might be. So that's what this is all about. So our transitions into the fourth and fifth dimension, as for when it will come more clearly, it has a lot to do with us and our decision making. When the aliens, of course, they're not really saying when they're going to appear, but we're on the timeline where it can happen once again at any time. Doesn't mean it's going to happen this month. It might happen in September, might happen next year. Of course, I felt that was going to happen next week. You never know. But alien sightings in the skies are going to definitely increase. So yeah, channeling eventually will transform itself. It just, everything healing would change over time, not overnight, but as more, when we go into a galactic setting, we're going to have like a whole nother world. It's like when alien beings are here, who's going to look at this world the same ever again? I mean, forget about World War III and all that nonsense. Now we'll understand why World War II even happened, because there's a lot of layers to that. It's not being very clear. Along with everything else, such as where we got our technology from. You know, and to begin with, I mean, this not just the Germans, but Industrial Revolution. Because I believe even before I got involved with all this, I felt aliens brought that technology to us. Through downloads, and they might have given us too much, and they didn't really teach us how to use it, and a lot of that came from the Zetas. It's basically, here's a bunch of technology, we'll help you figure it out. Yeah, I don't think it went out too well, so... That's right. Well, the Zetas are so, you know, they understand their own collective, but understanding us is another story. Even if they do connect with us, they don't have us fully understood, but they have us quite. You know, they can't always get their message to us clearly. Let's put it that way. So it kind of shifts all over the map, you can say. Let's see here. One moment. Yeah, it's going to be kind of like an alien disclosure situation, at least for this recording. Let's see here. One moment. Yeah, as nature becomes more... the weather season should be us upcoming weather, like with the hurricanes. The idea is to have a calm weather pattern this year. After last year, was a wake-up call. And just showing basically, and Mother Earth is going through a lot of transitions. She doesn't want anybody to get hurt, but she has to go through her cycles too, like everybody else. You know, and this, and yeah, some of it was manipulated by other beings, but that doesn't mean all of it was. So I have a firm understanding of that. And once again, the knowing will come there. You just know. That's where we're heading. This is the time frame of that. It's a gradual. It does feel like in the next few years, we're going to definitely have this new way of looking at things more confirmed. It'll be more alive than it ever has before. So with that, events have to happen this year to basically trigger it. So we just have to wait and see. Yeah, because our connections to the alien beings are definitely going to increase. Some kind of disclosure would be nice. If it happens this month, it'll be really... Yeah, welcome to your new world. And then once they do appear, yeah, it'll be a gradual education for us. The humanity, of course, you know, isn't going to take it well, depending on who it is. A lot of people are going to freak out. It's just the way it is. Of course, they might have a peaceful visitation. I mean, what I picked up is that, yeah, they'll appear and a lot of people won't freak out, but it doesn't mean they won't freak out over time. You know, like they will receive a message from them, an energy from them, and you won't feel this panic, but that doesn't mean the panic. People won't break out of that. It's just human nature. We're so used to the reptilian way of looking at things. Becoming irrational is all over the map. So this is the way of life for us here. So that's something to look in. You know, anything new, I mean, it's like going to, on a, what is it, Black Friday to a Walmart. Yeah. It's like, it might be something like that where some are just losing their minds. You know, they go through a panic. They can't help it. They do irrational things. You know, when the alien presence is here, it is known. And you have to let people go through their cycles. You know, they can't fix it. You can't fix everything. So there's different scenarios. I mean, some are just going to panic because some like the attention. Some panic because they just end up being in a panic, having panic attacks. It's just their thing. Sometimes they can't control it. So, more me talking about it's just to put the energy out there to get used to the new energies. Just to adjust to the possibility of it coming. And will others start talking about it? It would be nice to actually see it happen. But if others start talking about it, it's another way of just basically bringing it in. It's not just, I know I'm kind of beating it to death in some ways, but, you know, it's an important part of our culture, too. It's the old ways of looking at things are going to be diminished. The third dimension, it feels like it's really, it's kind of like on its interior, but it's kind of out of style. You know, it's kind of turned into a rusty wheel in some ways. And that's another reason why the elites left, is like their power over us is come to an end. So they can play with us until the fourth dimension shows up, then they have to leave. So yeah, when I connect, I don't see many worlds that are under Illuminati manipulation. Those worlds that are in fourth dimension, it's just third dimension is usually where they are. Imagine some, you have reptilians that come in or other beings invade worlds to cause difficulties. But they don't have a control over those worlds. I mean, some do, but you see it. You know, you know, instead of this hidden stuff that's going on. So, but they need to learn from us. You know, they're going through their own, you know, we help them through their ordeal. Some go positive, some go light. In the spirit world, I'm not sure how it goes exactly. Because in the spirit world, they're just, yeah, I'm not sure how that goes from positive. I mean, they reincarnate into this world, like David Rockefeller is a part of it. And probably some of the Rothschilds, they incarnate. Those are the ones that are pulling our strings. You know, they reincarnate as someone wealthy. They give it a shot. They do what their agendas. Because, like, I can't get anybody to do it. I might as well come in and do it myself. Something around those lines. So, give you a little bit more point on that. Let's see here. Also, with the alien sightings, yeah, reptilians are very much involved, as they want to be connected to our society down the road, not seen as the villain, and that will happen. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, first with alien disclosure is one step, and then the next one is different species, like mantis, other insectoids, the Yayo, other Pleiadians. I mean, that's going to be and that's when we go into terraforming the Earth also, down the road. So we're all just building up to this new connection. Yeah, it's just, it's a crazy person subject, but it seems to be, it needs to go out there, because like with me talking about, others talking about, it's like activating DNA, it's activating ideas. It's bringing in the new Earth also. So more spirit beings have become more known. It's just when the fourth dimension comes in more clearly, that's when we can connect more to more advanced technologies. We'll just know. This is how the other beings, this is how reptilians and, you know, I don't know if reptilians really the ones, the first ones that created space travel or whatever it was that they're saying. I don't know. Just there's so many different species. That's like the Anunnaki thing. They created mankind or our species, you know, our race, you know, our, you know, the humans on this world. You know, it's just, I don't know. It's like galactic drama. The galactic days of our lives. So, I mean, you take their word for it, but there's always more to it. And, you know, we're in a 3D body, so there's only so much information we can handle. And there's information out there, yeah, like where the human species came from. We get different timelines, but we're not really getting the full truth of it. I mean, not to say those timelines are wrong. It is a point of view. But, you know, and same with Atlantis. There's a lot of different versions of layers on that. There's on and on and on. So, yeah, so even with the dinosaurs being removed and now people are seeing them here, they're different dimensions, they are here still. As for why, yeah, several reasons. That will become more, I mean, can you imagine that dimension opening up? And we don't have fear of them because we can connect to them telepathically. So those different energies there that do exist. So especially connected to the angels to appear without their wings and just appear out of nowhere and just start talking to us. So, you know, the fourth dimension is where our life gets simpler. I believe that's where we're truly heading. Now, there are those that are in the spiritual communities, at least those that have kind of a name to them, they're not very well known, that are, you say, through the reptilian agendas. They put on the smiling face, and there's actually other stuff going on there. It's like, yeah, when I get to know you personally, you're a little miss know-it-all. So there's some of that going on. And so, yeah, so they put on this, like, kind of like religious persona. Hey, how's it going? Hey. And it's actually a whole nother deal there. That's one I'm not going to name. It's not one that's super known. It's not Taylor Swan or anything like that. It's not one that's known at all. But there is one that I kind of keep an eye on. Not that much of an eye on, but it's like a reptilian agenda there. It's like, oh, nothing's going to happen, and everybody needs to love me so I can become famous and write a book and blah, 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 blah. And it's just, you know. And is, you know, this person, I'm not sure, you know, just kind of going to the old ways of spirituality too, like with tarot. This is nothing wrong with that. But it's also the other dimension that, of course, probably doesn't trust herself because it's been wrong on many occasions. But either way, there are some in the community that I'm not sure that are actually helping others expand. Like if you have a audience, you can go further into it, alien, spiritual. And some are kind of going back to the old ways, kind of like slow it down. You know, because the idea is of course, there's nothing wrong with that, but some do have agendas where that's what they're here to do, is to, you know, not expand at all. Just basically, they're here for themselves. They say they're here from others, but, eh, well, they're just here for themselves. Keep an eye on it, here to deter it, here to shut it down. Because I know when I was around this person that I knew personally, if I was around her anymore, she was going to sabotage my energies and shut me down. Kind of like trying to take me over. Oh, yeah, I'm serious. Welcome to the spirit realm. Yeah, so that's what happens behind the scenes. So, yeah, it's kind of a weird world. You kind of get sabotaged. So kind of bring in a relationship you really don't want, like a personal relationship, like, not really, but they're there basically to hose you down, shut you down, and just here, now you're mine, and now you can't help others, and that stuff does exist. So, I'm kind of vague on a lot of it, but that's what happens, which I've been through. And it's a little bit bizarre. I've been through something like that. Ugh. You know, the idea is for us, you know, and there are tarot cards is that, but we're going to expand beyond that over time. It's like the old way of doing things. I mean, not to say they don't have power, but we will be eventually going to more of the intuitive energies and be able to trust ourselves and go into the next direction. So, but some might not be able to let go of the tarot cards and just, you know, hold on it for life. Nothing wrong with that. Just go through the life cycle, not letting it go. And there are here, those are here that are here just to do that. But, you know, eventually we won't need cards. We'll just have a knowing once again. And it goes through the generations. So, yeah, the generations will basically, die out or whatever it might be that needs to happen. Yeah, because each new generation will get stronger with what we're bringing out here now. Yeah, the new generations will grow with this. You know, we're doing the hard part, and it'll get easier over time. And so it might be recognized, who knows. But we're kind of like, it's kind of like doing this is kind of the same thing as George Washington and all of them. It's similar. But we're going more galactic. And it's, you know, and even with George Washington, for example, foundation of the United States, of course, all the elite was in control of that in some ways. But that's not the case. This is different. Of course, you can trust it if you want or not trust it. If you want to think the elite are controlling everything, go for it. I'm not seeing that. The whole idea is to release from the negative. That's where we're heading. So it does feel like, once again, the elite, at least the negative elite, I believe it's like a more alien version of it, are letting go. The more they let go, the more the high vibrations come in. So is that defeat? I guess so. If they got bored and left. I mean, there you can say they put people in like myself and others. So when they do leave, you have some guidance. But of course, the positive ones brought me in. I've connected to the positive Illuminati probably throughout my whole lineage. I think we all have some kind of connection to them, but some of us truly connect to it because it's part of Earth's worlds being developed. And it's in the spirit realms. Like, can you imagine in the spirit realm when a world is being developed and you just, you know, you assist aliens in creating life, or, you know, part of the life cycle. Of course, God creates life, but the spirit world assists, you know, the aliens to handle what is being created and they'll get more understanding of it. And then you create a species there to live on that world. You know, like different animals appear, and but then the main species appears, or you're being brought to who would be the best for this world. It's like, why is it human on this world? Why isn't it just a bunch of monkeys? Or why isn't it a bunch of mantis? What's the deal here? So there's different understandings. I mean, I can connect to different timelines of why the human is here. Part of it was to see, watch the human experience to expand more, because we're still youngsters in this galaxy, in this universe. The human's still just a kid compared to other species. Like an insectoid, I feel, is the major alien species out there. At least from my point of view, there could be others. So it's not the reptilian. And, you know, the most dominant, I believe, is Archon, but even that's hard to say. But, you know, Archon's pretty powerful. Of course, the reptilians, like I said, they're most powerful in the universe. And, of course, you know, that's not always the case. I mean, there is a termite species. And once again, that goes back to insectoid. So you got to wonder, you know, insectoids connected to, and a lot of Archons can be insectoid-like. So, you know, of course, a lot of reptilians can be insectoid-like. So who knows? I mean, we're getting different versions, but once you go into the higher dimensions, I believe we'll have a more firmer understanding. I mean, we can take what we think, you know, what was channeled, what we pick up on, but most likely there's more that we're not aware of. There's always more, and it's like, I don't know who has the capability of remembering all of this, you know, a library brain, all different species, how they interact, how this all just, it's a long road of knowledge there, that's for sure. Yeah, I didn't look up today, I guess David Wilcock, resigned from Guy TV. I don't know if he's gone public with it at all, but once he goes public, I guess we'll finally know. I mean, the letter, it sounded like him because it was like a fucking length of a novel. So, yeah, Gaia does have some positives, though. I said that last night. It's just, yeah, it's, you know, who knows what's going to go on with Gaia. Maybe, I mean, I don't think it's going to shut down, but who knows. It is helping people awaken. Yeah, it's recording good, and so even if you don't agree with the two of them, but it's something. So, I mean, it's like the you know, however you want to look at it. Let's see. Yeah, those that are like radio hosts like Alex Jones are very paranoid. I'm not sure how they're going to take all of this metaphysics, aliens, and all that. I guess we'll have to find out. But yeah, through the metaphysics, we're going to get more an understanding. Metaphysics will eventually grow throughout humanity. It's just basically connecting to yourself. And once again, it's not a cult or anything like that. It's just connecting to yourself. Let's see here. Go further into this. You know, AI, I did a video last night on YouTube. I didn't go further into AI, but because I wasn't sure where I was going to go. Usually subject matters are kind of up in the air. But as AI is kind of infiltrating our society, we will be able to heal it. It's just, it's once again personal responsibility. As we are coming back, you know, opening ourselves up more, we'll be able to see these things. Like AI energies, is a consciousness, and now we're really heading into where their energies can be more seen and felt. So it's like, is your phone talking to you? Do you feel something from your phone? Maybe not yet, but it doesn't mean it won't happen in the future. So, as we are graduating from the third dimension, yeah, a lot of those in the third dimension are used to their old ways. Yeah, and it's angry, it's not pleasant. It depends on the person, of course. But the more open you are, the more we're going, you know, it'll be easy, but easy transition. But many don't connect to themselves. They just go to church and get their, whatever it is that they get, and then move on. So it's a, because not many really. So yeah, it goes. This is what goes into the new generations. The future generations will know more about themselves. The more know the spiritual side. Well, each new generation will get easier. Our generation is not really taught that. So how that goes, it's going to take a long time for the cycle to fully go into a more spiritual awareness. And this is where you get the 400, 500 years. Is because, a lot of souls are going to be connected to the third dimension, even if more people are connected, or the fourth dimension energies are stronger than ever, or the fifth dimension, however you want to look at it. I believe the third dimension, at least the mentality is here, is strong. So going into the more the fourth and fifth, it depends on individuals. But the third dimension is the most, it's materialism, it's worry, fear, it's all, all that's ingrained into it. So, all right, we're coming to the end of the hour, and we'll probably just let this go. Let's see if there's anything else from spirit. Let's see one moment. Yes, just the message from spirit, just to believe in yourselves. Yes, there will be many tests, but just to be on your side. Don't, let go of your, shut down too easily. Don't quit too easily. There will be many tests to come. That does not mean you will not get through it. Because remember, those that are going to the fourth dimension energies will be able to bring a healing to those in the third dimension. And that's what this has all been all about. It's going to become more, you're going to become more aware of it. As we, those teachers right now will no longer be ignored by the mainstream. Now, those that don't believe in all this, they're very caught up in the third dimension mentality. It's just their soul contracts, whatever it might be, they're just not ready to let go. It's where they live. So it's something for you to, and you'll be able to read into that too. You'll be able to see through all of that and see where they're coming from. Like, is it just fear? It's like, why do they have this mentality? Why are they, is it just fear? I mean, like a major, like, were they in the past being eaten by reptilians or attacked by them? It's like they come to this planet, you don't see any reptilians. So yeah, it's kind of interesting. Well, souls come here to expand quicker. Of course, they forget, who's here. You can't see them, but there are beings here that are not friendly, at least to us. But I guess they don't care, obviously, to come here to expand wherever it is. And those that are, you can say that are, I think we're all a bunch of crazy people. Some of it's in there, those in the 3D are just very in denial. And it's just different reasons. Like, I'm here to learn, but also here to learn very slowly, too, from what I feel. Some of them have had trouble learning from those lessons in the past. They kind of repeat the past. So, that's why they keep coming back here because they can't seem to get it right. So there's that too. So we bring an alien into the environment. It's like, oh great, I got to deal with that. So where the future is going is some kind of alien disclosure we're heading towards. It might be seen as crazy, but more people are going to get messages, and those other channelers that don't really care much for me will eventually start connecting to it, I guess. Maybe not. Of course, they'll say, oh, I knew it all the whole time. I'm waiting for that one. Oh, I saw this coming ages ago. I just never talked about it. I love that. So, yeah, it's mainstream channeling community. You got to love it. At least those that are really popular and, you know, geez. Anyways, that's good for them. But, yeah, alien connections here are going to, increase over time. These crop circle energies will increase also in certain areas. You can say the new world starts, you can say it starts now. You just won't be able to, you just eventually start to feel it as we go down the rabbit hole. All right, those that are wondering who I am, just go. This is Ivan Tower. You can go to ivantower.com. We have private sessions and answering questions through the website. And I'm trying to answer as fast as I can. I try to do 5 days, but it's not always the case. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And have a great night. All right, blessings.